Now, in an industry where we are getting used to seeing diesel-sucking mega tractors the size of a house barreling down roads, I was very taken with a photograph of a small, lightweight electric tractor shown to an Irish delegation on a recent visit to Ethiopia. Now, the company that has brought this electric tractor to Ethiopia is Farmlab Africa, and they've recently received a €250,000 grant from the Irish government through the Africa Agri-Food Development Programme. David Moore is the Irish partner in this venture. Now, he's not from a farming background, but he says if he had his life over again, he would be a farmer. So you're trying to butter us up already, David, is that it?
Yes.
Now, this September, one element of Farmlab Africa's operation is going to see electric tractors produced in Ethiopia. You have the first one on the ground. Can you explain, what does it actually look like?
So it looks a bit like a Meccano kit. People have laughed and said it looks like Lego. It's a very simple tractor. It's a 40 horsepower, 50 horsepower tractor. In Ethiopia, they use animals right now, so they don't have any, they have only 1% mechanization. So this is a first step up on the ladder for them. So it's really simple. There's no cabin to it. It's open to the air. And it has electric motors in each wheel. So, it's a very simple tractor, simple to operate and simple to maintain, which is a really big part because they don't have the skills to maintain large tractors. People send over large tractors, and within a few years, they're broken.
Because we hear about tractors being donated to places like that. And I guess, you know, we think of green diesel. You know, farmers will have a tank of green diesel there sitting in their backyard, and they're thinking, why an electric tractor?
Well, Ethiopia has the cheapest electricity in the world. It's 1 cent per kilowatt hour.
Wow.
It's all hydro-based, so it's 95% renewable. Now, they do only have 40% electricity coverage at the moment, but it's all renewable. They have huge capacity. The government has recently banned the import of fossil fuel cars. So you can't bring cars. You have to be all electric. And so to scale into the future, it needs to be electric and renewable. How are you going to get things to rural areas where they can't get, you know, things at the moment? So if they had, you know, long term, if they had a solar system and they had an electric tractor, it would be ideal for them.
And farms are much smaller. I think in Ireland, it's around 36 hectares, I think, is the average farm size. I think in Ethiopia, you're talking about 1 hectare. So it is much smaller. And the idea is that there's going to be cooperatives, I think, so that the co-ops within Ethiopia will be able to give these kits to farmers and they'll be able to nearly double their crops.
Yes, so our concept is a co-op is a one-stop shop. So right now they only get 2 tonne of wheat per hectare on a 1 hectare farm, so it's very low. They have low inputs, they don't get the right seed, they don't have access to fertiliser or pesticides, there is no basically sort of farm mechanisation. So our idea is to create a one-stop shop like a McDonald's type of system, and we will develop the system and then work with co-ops to scale it to smallholder farmers in their area.
When you talk about scale, do you have any idea like the number of farmers in Ethiopia, or the number that you're hoping to reach?
Well, there's 13 million hectares of farming in Ethiopia, and it's all cereal based. So it's wheat is half of that, so it's nearly 6 million hectares of wheat. In order to, each one of these hubs will serve as like a 5 kilometre radius. We want it to be community based, basically. We'd need 10,000 of these hubs to service just Ethiopia.
And I can hear people as well thinking like, oh, that's fine and well, but sure, those tractor batteries, those electric batteries, they're going to drain very quickly because you are getting it to tow things. You are going to have machinery attached to it as well.
Yes. Now, one of the key things is we want to do regenerative agriculture, so we don't want them ploughing. If they were ploughing, they would use lots of energy. So we have Indian planters, basically super seeders, where we're going to direct seed, so they use less electricity. So the goal is regenerative agriculture uses less power. So you're going to make the battery last longer. So you don't want to be using large amounts of power, basically. You want to keep it. And then the goal is, if they can grow maybe twice. Research has shown with all the inputs, they could get 3 times the yield, basically. But they need everything together.
And how long does that battery take to charge?
It'll take about 6 hours to charge.
And obviously drain a bit faster if there's that super seeder on the back of it as well.
Yeah.
In terms of then the money that you're receiving, is that an important part of it? Would you be able to do that this without it?
No, we wouldn't be able to do any of this without the funding. So you have to match the funding. So we got €250,000 from the AADP and we have our own funding to match that, basically. And this helps us to get started, basically. And then going forward, we will be doing business in the country.
Do you ever see it being used in Ireland or other European countries, maybe on a small scale, like a small vegetable scale?
Exactly, yeah. And it has cultivators for using for vegetable farming. It is already used in 17 countries around the world. We've licensed it for East Africa. Since the visit of the Taoiseach show, we've had Irish people contact me to say, can they buy it in Ireland? So, yeah, maybe a low cost tractor for vegetable farmers would be ideal.
Yeah, it's very interesting. David Moore, thank you very much for coming into studio and best of luck.
Thank you.